Since 1937, the lights of spiritual guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
I see the lights so faintly shining as we're moving toward the shore. Sometimes I think I hear singing as saints are dreaming of that day. It brings a thrill to my spirit, for heaven can't be far away. We can't be far from that city, for I can see walls of jasper, the gates of pearl are swinging open, leading to the streets of gold. Saints of every land are shouting,
heaven's choir has started singing.
This old body is feeling sweet release. Heaven can't be far away.
Oh, what a sight, what a reunion, as precious loved ones are reunited. I see my mother, there's my father, they're rejoicing around the throne. Now all the angels, well, they're crying holy as Gabriel's horn is about to play. Oh, my steps, they're getting lighter, for heaven can't be far.
Far from that city,
for I can see
walls of jasper,
the gates of pearl
are swinging open, leading to the streets of gold. Saints of every land are shouting,
and heaven's choir has started singing.
This old body is feeling sweet release. Heaven can't be far away.
Saints of every land are shouting,
and heaven's choir has started singing. This old
body is feeling sweet.
A very poignant reminder by Greater Vision, reminding us that Heaven, eternity, is only a breath away. And I hope that you're ready for another world. The purpose of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance is to share the gospel in such a way that people will want to be ready when they leave this world and go out into eternity. And I hope that you will enjoy the music as well as the concluding part of the message that was begun last week about heaven. I noted last week that it was preached in a camp meeting. I was wrong about that. In actuality, it was preached at one of my best friend's churches where he pastored shortly after his wife passed away. And I went to be with my friend, and he asked me to preach for him on that Sunday morning. And so it seemed only appropriate that I should share a message about heaven. And I hope that you will gain encouragement from the remaining part of the message. Next week, we're going to be featuring a sermon by my father, the founder of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. And also, the subject will be about heaven, as well the music. So don't forget to tune in to the program next week and also the last week of the month of July. Speaking of the month of July, I am finishing up the month at a camp meeting in Mount Vernon, Ohio. That's Camp Syker, July the 18th through the 28th. And I hope that you'll pray for me as I'm involved in those camp services. And then on to another camp, August the 5th through the 11th, over in Campsville, Illinois at Hillcrest Holiness Camp. So I do covet your prayers as we travel and as we preach in these camp meeting settings. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the listening audience, and I pray that you would bless them in a very special way as they think about and listen to the message and the songs about heaven. Be with those who are struggling, those who might need to turn to you today and ask you into their heart. I pray they'll do that today. I'm so glad they can. We love you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Spirit. Thank you for the Word of God. Continue to bless the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. As always, we need for you to help us stay on your radio station. You can write to me, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the Venmo or the PayPal tabs there. May God bless you as you continue listening today.
This earth holds no sorrow that Jesus cannot heal, and we have not a problem that God's not greater still. My Lord is now preparing a place for you and me, the mansion of all mansions, for the best is yet to be. The best is yet to be. That's what I'm longing for. Eyes have never seen what lies beyond heaven's door. To be. To be. is yet to be. That's what I'm longing for. Eyes have never seen what lies beyond heaven's door. I am standing on the promise, and I can't wait to see.
Who will be present there? The Bible is very clear about that. John writes, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:14. Who's going to be there? The blood washed, the redeemed, the ransomed. Those who know the Lord at the personal level. Many of us, maybe all of us, in the sanctuary this morning have loved ones in heaven that act like a magnet to the soul, that makes, I've got seemingly a so many, maybe even more over there now than loved ones I have here. So there is that drawing. Loved ones that are there. I have grandparents, a dad and a mom, as I noted, in-laws, as I noted. They're there because of the decision that they made to accept Jesus Christ. And Joe said it a while ago that Lisa made that decision as a child. So we know she's there. Those who know and knew Jesus Christ. I'll never forget when I married Gretchen, her mom and dad were not Christians. As a matter of fact, they had walked away from the Lord in their adult years. And I told the story often how my father-in-law came to know the Lord just 3 or 4 days before he died, with the help of a pastor in the town where they lived, who became friends with him and led him back to the Jesus he'd walked away from so many years ago. He and his wife, I called her Mom Baker, they lived in the nursing home in the same room there in Bedford, Indiana. And after Asher Baker passed away and went home to be with the Lord, one day one of the pastors from the Free Methodist Church, where my wife had worked for 14 years as a secretary, one of those pastors came in to visit my mother-in-law to offer her communion. And my mother-in-law said, "No, I'm not qualified for that. I wouldn't feel comfortable taking communion," indicating that she didn't know the Lord. Several weeks passed. Easter came around. And that same pastor came back to that nursing home and offered her communion again. And she said, "Yes, I want to take it because I'm ready now." My wife would often call her mother. And shortly thereafter, Gretchen was talking to her mother. And her mother said, "I did something the other day." And Gretchen said, "What was that?" She said, "I took communion." We'd been praying for Gretchen's mother. And this is what she told her daughter. She said, "I believe Asher went to heaven. And I want to be there with him." Who will be absent in heaven? This is a sobering thought, the sobering part of the message. Because you see, not everybody that talks about heaven is going to heaven. The Bible tells us, and you read it a while ago, Pastor Mike, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You must remember that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. You don't just get to go there because you want to go there. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderer, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, all liars. That's the one that got my attention one day. All liars. And I thought, why is that there? Why is that one listed there? It didn't say homosexuals, although we know the Bible teaches against that. Why liars? Something that most all of us have been guilty of at some point in our life. Why liars? And one day I was reading the Word of God and it occurred to me, every sin that anyone has ever committed is predicated on the first sin, which happened because of a lie. Will you surely die? The serpent asked Eve. And you know the rest of the story. To miss heaven means only one alternative, a place of eternal separation, eternal torment, no hope. Several years ago, Ted Turner, the owner of CNN, was asked to speak at a university commencement. And he related that as a child in the state of Louisiana, he attended church. He talked about the altar calls that he heard at that church and was a part of at that church, how he would go to the altar. He said, I rode the altar, to use his words. He said, I rode the altar during revival meetings. And then he said this, and I quote, those people said that when you get to heaven, you will sit on a cloud and sing hymns all day. And he went on to announce to those graduates and the people there, that would be hell to me. Besides that, all of my friends are going to hell. So I might as well go to hell with them. I sure don't want to sit around on a cloud and sing hymns all day. Well, one day, if Ted Turner doesn't repent, he will go to hell. Hell is a place of total aloneness, abandoned by God, where the Bible says there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. So it's important that we consider this question. Where will you be 100 years from today? Where will you be 100 years from today? There was a time when you and I did not exist. But there will never be a moment when you cease to exist. You will either be in the presence of God in heaven or in a place called the second death, which is the lake of fire. Sobering. But then finally, there is the assurance of heaven. How can you know you're going to make it to heaven? John 14:1, one of my favorite passages and statements of Jesus Christ. Let not your heart be troubled. He's talking to his disciples. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many palatial places, many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that you may be there also. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only the ones who do the will of my Father. Being sure that you're en route to heaven is so important that Jesus used dramatic illustrations to prove the point. Matthew 5, he said, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body go to hell. Better to go through life maimed than to miss heaven. I had the wonderful privilege of preaching my father's homegoing sermon when he passed away. I went back into my dad's catalog of sermons that I have. My dad preached a sermon called An Inheritance That Fadeth Not Away. And I'd like to read to you an excerpt from that sermon in closing this morning. This is what my father said, and I quote, "I made up my mind a long time ago that I was going to see what was inside the city of God. I set my face like a flint toward that celestial city and intend by His mercy and His grace to be in that number when He calls His children home or when He comes back after His chosen bride. I have never seen a city or been to a city in all the years of my ministry where there wasn't a fevered brow, where eyes didn't get dim, hearing didn't get difficult, and steps were not feeble and slow. I've never been to a city where there was no sickness, pain, problems, and the vicissitudes of life that bring heartache, grief, and despair to the soul. But today, I report to you that I'm on my way to a city four square, walls of jasper, gates of pearl, a street of pure gold, a city where decay never gnaws at fadeless beauty, where time never writes a wrinkle and death never digs a grave, a city where they will never call a doctor, for no one will ever get sick. They will never call an undertaker, for no one will ever die. A city where taxes will never come due and have to be paid. A city where there will not be one night of darkness, where they will not shut the gates thereof at all by day, for there will be no night there. A city where they will need no sun or moon, for the Lord God is the lamp and the light thereof. I've determined I'm going to see what's inside that city." The Bible infers that to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. To God be the glory.
Are you tired and distressed? Weary saint in need of rest. There are storms you must walk through, but they won't last, they never do. Keep on.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship, and if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana, I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fostoria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. I hope you'll tune in next week at this same time. And in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.